where we honor our fathers and father figures who had been father figures in our lives and guiding us through various experiences in our lives. And also today is a Freedom Sunday, Minnesota, to celebrate for remembering and celebrating the freedom from slavery as well. So this is a Sunday that is very important. As we gather together, let us thank God for this beautiful day that God has given us. Every day that we get up and see the sunrise is a gift of God. Amen. Thanks be to God for having another day to live in this world and to be a blessing. If you can follow with me on the announcements that will be on the screen shortly. We are still collecting for the Georgia Mountain Food Bank. There are certain items that we have here that listed, mostly canned items, canned food and dried food items that they are looking for in their collection. So we are still collecting. Please drop off at the church, or you can send your money as well that we can buy and give it to them. My book is available still for sale through the church that we can sell for $10. The proceeds will go to our church, particularly for Sunday school ministry. We are looking for volunteers. We can take some opportunities to minister to our Sunday school as well as Stephen ministry. And also, if you want to join the choir, please let us know. We will take you here so that we can join here in the church and sing together. The annual conference is scheduled for the 28th and 29th. It's a Friday and Saturday. Now it's decided that it's going to be online only. And more details of the program will come out in the future. We've posted the address of our church on your screen so that you can send our offerings as a check. If you have cash, please let us know. We can come and pick it up as well. And also at the same time, if you know anybody who is struggling for during this time because of this pandemic or any other issues, struggling for their rent payment or finding problems with buying groceries or food, please let me know. We will do as much as we can to help out for people who are actually struggling like that. The attendance and collections are listed there, and thank you for all of those who have donated. We are still behind a little bit in our collections, and I would ask our chairman of the finance committee, Marcus, to come back and give a status on our finances.
Hey, everybody. Hey, now. I don't have too much of a status on it. I would like to say that, you know, the pandemic ain't helped us too much. However, we have been pretty blessed with keeping it up. But during the change of the church, a lot of the tithing, you know, has dropped quite a bit. And so any support that can be added would be greatly appreciated and needed, you know, at this time. And also discussing it with other chair members in the church, we're going to kind of take a little closer, tighter look at the budget, seeing how we need more tithing. Sometimes we need to loosen up and work on our budget too as well, to show our commitment on that, to try to help out the church as well. I'm going to get with Gail again tomorrow, and her and I will probably send out an email, and hopefully maybe this Wednesday we can get the chair members to come in, and then by Zoom, anybody who would like to join in and give us any ideas would be greatly appreciated. So you'll be hearing back from us on that. All right. Thank y'all. Have a good one.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Marcus. Are there any other announcements? Anybody have anything special or anything that I missed? Thank you all for joining the church. As Marcus said, we would like to have a leadership meeting probably Wednesday of next week. We'll talk about the finances as well as reopening the church for open service. My prayer and my desire is that we can probably start opening service on the first Sunday in July, where we can start with our Holy Communion. Then we'll come up with some protocols that the church and the CDC has recommended. We'll announce that maybe next Sunday, and hopefully we can all start gathering together for the first Sunday of July and have Holy Communion here. Thank you all for joining together again this morning, online and here as well. And God is good. God has given another day for us to come together and worship together as His children. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is hymn When Morning Gilds the Skies. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this beautiful morning that you have given us together to come and worship together in this place and also online during this time. Thank you for your presence in our midst, wherever we are. Thank you for keeping us, Lord. During this Sunday, as we celebrate Father's Day, we thank you for being there as our Heavenly Father. In your wisdom and love, you made all things, and bless us today, Lord, as we remember all those fathers that who have strengthened us and guided us in our lives, our own fathers and father figures who have been influential in our lives. We thank you for them. Help us, Lord, to be rooted and established in love so that we may grasp the width and the height and the depth of love that you have shown to us, so that we can share that love to this world through our lives, Lord. We thank you for all the faithful fathers who have cared for us. At the same time, we also pray for those fathers who have been absent and struggling in their duties as fathers. We pray that you restore them and renew them with your love, that they become loving and caring for their children and for others. We also pray for those who are grieving due to the loss of their loving fathers. Bless them with your peace and presence, that they will trust in your love during the brokenness that we are facing in our lives, Lord. We thank you for your presence in our midst. Help us, Lord, to be grateful for everything that we enjoy in our lives and all the blessings that you shower upon us daily, Lord. We also pray for the freedom that we enjoy in our lives, Lord. You are a liberating God. We offer a prayer of thanksgiving and praise for hearing the cries of the oppressed. God, thank you for the freedom that we experience so that we should not take it for granted at what cost we experience it. May we fill the land with songs of joy and thanksgiving as we celebrate the Freedom Day today. We thank you for your presence in our midst today. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, that we will be a blessing to this world in the days to come. As we sing our praises hymns today and also our prayers and our meditation of the word, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is our fellowship time that we can greet each other in Christian love. And if we can unmute everybody. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers and father figures. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good mor Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Everybody. I read a quote the other day that said, I'm going to try not to get emotional. My father didn't teach me how to live. He got up and did it himself and showed me what to do. So, my dad always had a saying that he said all the time. He worked a lot through my childhood, my adulthood, always working. And he would come and get us if we had something to do, usually about 6 o'clock in the morning. And he would say, "Come on, we're wasting daylight. Let's get going." So that's what I remember of my dad. And I know that everybody has awesome memories about their father. I hope you do. So happy Father's Day. And who's the oldest father that we have here? 60s?
I'm 60.
70s? 80s?
You.
Got any 90s? Kyle? No? Okay.
Jack?
Jack or James, yeah.
Yeah, they said 80s.
Yeah, happy Father's Day. Bless your heart for dealing with your children for that long.
So, Jack and James, can you share how many children and grandchildren do you have?
Yeah, one son.
Okay.
No grandkids.
Grandkids. How about Jack?
One daughter.
How many grandchildren?
Two.
Any great
two
kids?
Daughters.
Any great grandchildren?
No.
Not yet. Okay. Okay, congratulations and happy Father's Day and Grandfather's Day to all. Okay. Thank you, Gail, for sharing your story.
You and Jack is on the
little
next
year. She's a hard worker too. Yeah, no.
I'm sure he shook his head.
Yeah, you took over some of your dad's hard work.
I'm sure he shook his
head. Oh, I've got stories.
Now, we continue with our worship service. The responsive reading is from Psalm 103, verses 8 through 18, will be led by the Dakiches.
Coming.
It's coming. Yeah, you can get started, Kyle and Haley.
I think
they're waiting on the screen.
Oh, they're waiting.
Yeah, we don't have it.
They don't have it.
Well,
it won't. I have my.
Yeah. And then I could jump in if we need to.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And whatever the location is. Oh. I'm trying. Give me one more second.
Where's the name?
Right? I heard that.
Yeah, you can do a search and
there
bring up.
Oh,
there you go. We had the announcement posted. Oh, there you go. Oh, wow.
Being picky.
There we go. Mom and Dad are reading.
Back up, and you need to be quiet.
I am. Wow, it's just going a little slow. There we go.
There we go.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
The Lord will not always chide, nor harbor anger forever.
The Lord does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is the Lord's steadfast love toward the faithful.
As far as the east is from the west, so far does the Lord remove our transgressions from us.
As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to the faithful.
For the Lord knows our frame and remembers that we are dust.
As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field.
For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it's no more.
But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon the faithful, and the righteousness of the Lord to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments.
Thanks be to God, and thank you, Haley and Kyle, for reading the Psalter today. It is our prayer time as we bring together our prayers of blessing so that we can thank together as a family for all the blessings that we receive from God, and also share our prayers of burdens and concerns together as a church family and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. And the promise of God is that he will answer our prayers according to his time and according to his will, which is the best for us. So let us share our prayers of blessings and our concerns at this time, as the prayer request will be posted on screen. You can use this list as a prayer item for your daily prayers. Please remember these people on the list in your prayers every day, every time you pray. Thank you for all those who have been praying and continue to pray for these people and these items that you see on the screen.
I have a special prayer request for Wayne and Carol Clemens. They used to belong to our church. They live in Hiawassee right now. This week, Wayne was diagnosed with prostate cancer, so we want to pray for total healing for Wayne and strength and courage for Carol.
Pray for Wayne and Carol.
Clemens.
Carol Clemens.
I must add my father on that list, Ernest Howell. He said, I think the best other family matters.
Pray for Marcus' father, Ernest Howell, for some family matters that he needs prayer for. We will continue to pray for Martha and Jack for their recovery from their sickness that they are going through. Martha says that she is feeling much better today. Continue to pray for her and Jack. The prayer of righteous people availeth much. That's what the scripture says. So let us not give up and continue to pray for them so that we can have them back to church and continue worship together with them. Let us pray for JC's family, who are still struggling with many of their are affected by the COVID spread. Let us continue to keep them in our prayers. Also, let us pray for our nurses and doctors and essential personnel who are working in the front lines fighting this particular pandemic. Let us pray that God will give them the strength and the guidance that they need to be safe. Let us also pray for our leadership of our country, the president and the governors of states who make decisions about reopening the business and the economy, that they will make the right decisions that will be safe and also guided by God's wisdom during this time. Okay, yeah, we got a message from JC yesterday that she got a new job, and many of you know that she was laid off during the pandemic, and she had a job, and it's a blessing that it's a better job that she had before. So God is good, and she's thankful for that. I don't know if she joined today, but she asked us to share this blessing with the church. Are there any other items to share, praises or concerns? If not, let us go to God in prayer. We'll have a silent prayer in the beginning, and then I will close with a summarized prayer afterwards. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you will find. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this time together as your children to gather and worship together and praise your name. Thank you, God, for life with all its joys and blessings. Thank you for blessings that you have showered upon us even when we don't deserve them. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection, Lord. We look up to you for our needs and our concerns also at this time, because you are a God who listens to our prayers and our cries and gives us what we need at the right time when we need it. We seek your presence and raise our burdens and concerns to you. We especially pray for those who have named in our prayer request today. Particularly we pray for Jack and Martha as they are continuing with their treatments. We pray that you will touch them with your healing hand, that they will be recovered and given strength in their bodies, that we can worship together again in this church at the right time. We pray for Wayne and Carol Clements, that we heard diagnosed with prostate cancer for Wayne. We pray that you will bless him with your healing. Above all, we pray for peace for Wayne and Carol, that they will be comforted with your presence every day. We pray for Ernest Howell, Marcus' father. We pray that you will bless him with your guidance at this time when he's going through some difficult time. Pray that you will comfort him and guide him with your wisdom and your presence during this time. We pray for our nation as a whole at this time when we are struggling with a lot of things. Especially we pray for the pandemic that is passing through our country and the world. We know that you are in control, Lord, and we know that you have the right decision for everything that's going on. We pray that you'll bring an end to this pandemic and find some solutions to this problem. We also pray for justice and riots that are going around our country, that we pray that you'll bring justice and righteousness in the middle of these things. We pray that you'll bring peace among all of us, Lord, so that we can unite together as your children. We pray for our president and the governors of the states who have to make decisions about reopening the economy. We pray that your Holy Spirit will guide them. We also pray for those frontline workers, our healthcare workers, and the delivery people, grocery store clerks, and our trash workers, and all those people who are working hard behind the scene and outside, that we will enjoy our lives at this time. Thank you for their hard work, and continue that to bless them, Lord, so that they can continue their work safely. We lift them all, those who need your protection and guidance at this time. Touch those who need your healing, Lord, and comfort those who are in distress, and strengthen them, those who are weak, Lord. Let your Spirit direct them, those who need directions in their lives. We pray that you will give us the wisdom to understand that in Christ Jesus you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Give us the grace to act in faith in times of hurts and griefs. We thank you for your healing presence in our midst. Bless us, Lord, to worship together in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and in heaven. Lord, we thank you for blessing us as we continue to worship. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now it is the offertory time. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for giving us all the blessings that we enjoy and we experience in our lives. It is because of your grace only that what we have and what we are. We bring a portion of what you have given us back to you, Lord, for the furtherance of your kingdom in this world. Bless this offering of your people so that we can be more effective in ministry and blessing this world through these gifts that we offer to you. May your name be blessed and your people be blessed through this offering that we offer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture reading is from the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verses 14 through 21. Penny will be leading in reading the scripture today.
For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
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 It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for your word that you have given us. You are the Father of all. As we come together and celebrate the Father's Day, thank you for blessing us with your guidance and your wisdom every day that we live. You are our Father in heaven who listens to our every word that we say and our cries, that so you will answer our prayers according to your time and will.
bless us with your word so that it will be a life and spirit in our lives and also to this world through our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, it is Father's Day today, and we have already mentioned the greetings to all the fathers. And I once again greet all the fathers and grandfathers and father figures who have been father to others in a fatherly manner. We celebrate Mother's Day a little differently, but Father's Day is different from Mother's Day. Once a little boy was asked to define Father's Day, and he said, "Well, it is just like Mother's Day. Only you don't spend as much as in presents." That's probably what it is. But some things are given to us in life. And many things are given to us as choices as well, right? We have many choices. Marriage is a choice. Finding a job, the right job, is a choice. But a lot of things that we have available are choices in life. But many important things are not choices, but are given to us. And parents are one of them. We have no choice, even though I've heard that there are people who are trying to divorce their parents. That's a reality. Macaulay Culkin, I think, is one of them. But anyway, the real life is going differently, but parents are given to us, and we accept them as they are. And sometimes, as children, we try to change them, but I don't know if it's a winning battle ever. Particularly dads are very different. When we celebrate Father's Day today, we all have memories of our fathers. Like Gail said, a touching memory of her father. We all have touching memories of our own fathers. Many of the fathers are very silent, even though they don't talk much. Some fathers do talk much, but they have their actions that speak louder than their words. That's what comes out when we celebrate Father's Day. Unlike Mother's Day, where we always have the affectionate love and care that we always experience from our mothers, and the forgiveness that they always give you when you break something, break some rules, Father's Day memories are a little different. A dad was carrying his three-year-old on his shoulders while they were trekking on a trail on a hill, and he got tired and said, told his son Johnny, "Johnny, can you get down and walk a little bit? I'm tired." And Johnny tapped on his head on his shoulders while he was on his shoulders and said, "Dad, you can't be tired. You are my dad." That's what dads are supposed to be. Right? You can never get tired, and you cannot never show certain things, even when you're tired or sad. So dad's memories are very different. Mark Twain said about his dad's memories that when he was growing up, he said, "When I was 14 years old, my father was so ignorant. He didn't know much. I could not stand to have that old man around. But when I got to 21, I was astonished at how much the old man learned in 7 years." Does that happen? It does happen. As we grow as children, and it happened to me, it happened to everyone, as we grow in different stages, like at 4 and 5 years old, it is like your dad can do everything, the hero, right? And then you become 7 and 10, it's probably, he doesn't know quite much, but he knows a whole lot. But when you get to like 15 and 16 and all that thing, dad doesn't know much, right? And when you get to the college, dad is out of date. You know, what else can you expect from an old man? But you grow out of that, and when it becomes 25s and 30s, you come back again and say, "Maybe I'll talk to dad a little bit. Maybe I need to talk to him about my girlfriend or my house that I want to buy or things like that." And then we get to the 40s and 50s, we become dads ourselves, and then whole perception changes. And then we think about, I must find out
Dad, what Dad thinks about this. When our children are going in through some troubles like that, right? And when we get to the 50s and 60s, we always think, I wish I could talk it over with my dad once more. When my dad passed away 2 years ago, that's what hit me really hard, because there is that figure that I always called and asked for certain things, because he had the experience and I did not. Even when I was growing older in my 50s and 60s, he knew a lot of things out of experience that I did not have. So those are the things that we have about our Father's Day memories today. We thank you for all of those fathers who have been there for their children and who have been going through difficult times raising their children, forgetting their own pleasures and their own happiness, putting their lives or their dear ones' lives before their own. But the tragedy that we see now in the latest culture, in the latest time that we are in, the tragedy of America's disappearing fathers. That is a reality that we are all seeing now. I read an article in Wall Street Journal a couple of years ago about a tragic story that the studies and the statistics are saying that the extent of the problem of absence of fathers in children's lives. They're saying that in big city schools and foster care homes and juvenile centers, many children do not know who their dads are. Most of those children have come face to face with their father at some point, but most have very little or no contact with their fathers, or have any faith that he loves or cares about them. So having a dad, in short, nowadays seems to be a privilege, really. Like a ticket to a good college admission or something, it is a privilege sometimes in certain situations of families. And also the sad thing is that the odds are higher that a child without a dad will have more contact with the police and the drug culture and jail and things like that is also that is showing up in studies. In the scripture that we read today, Paul is talking about a heavenly Father who gives us all that we need and who guides us from the Father of all. That's what he's calling and exhorting people about, the heavenly Father. He says that children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And this is actually a version of the commandment that God gave the people of God, the Ten Commandments. One of them was to honor your father and mother. And it did not stop there. And it says that so that it may go well with you and that you may live long. It is a commandment with a promise. That's the only commandment, the first commandment that comes with a promise. Honor your father and mother so that you will live longer in this world. It's not about longer life. It is talking about a healthier life in this world so that you will be blessed when you honor your parents. Paul is calling God the Father of Lord Jesus Christ. We are all children of the same Father, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. That makes us our brothers and sisters in Jesus, with Jesus Christ. So that is, he's addressing God as the Father of Lord Jesus Christ, meaning that in Lord Jesus Christ, we are all come to united together as brothers and sisters of one Father. And in Matthew, Jesus said, do not call anyone on this earth as your father, because you have one Father who is in heaven. We have one Father who is in heaven. And Paul also talks about that in 1 Corinthians, that even though you have many guardians in this world, you do not have many fathers. We have one Father who is our Heavenly Father, the Father of Jesus Christ. And also we read that today in the scripture, we heard in verse 15,
Paul says that we are named after him, from whom every family is named, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. This is a cultural thing, probably in West as well as in the East. The family name goes by the father's name, usually the family name. But lately maybe that may not be the case, but he's saying that as people of God, we are all named after the Heavenly Father. He's saying we are named after him. The whole family in heaven and earth is named after God. So as Christians, we have a name that we inherited from our Heavenly Father that comes with a character. That is what we need to remember during this Father's Day. It is not about just fathers, because we are all given that inheritance of that character from our Heavenly Father in this world when we live. Mother or father, man or woman, it doesn't matter. We have one Heavenly Father. We inherited that character of the Heavenly Father in this world when we live in this world, because he is our Father, and we inherit that character to show to this world about the love and the care and compassion that God has shown to us. That is what Paul is talking about. Then he also continues to say that the father is a leader. He has more responsibility to lead and guide. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul is saying, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged you as a father does his children. Fathers have the responsibility to lead and guide when certain things are going wrong, and give direction as the father figure of the family. It is like the leader of the church. That's what Paul is talking about. It's like a leader of the church should be like a father figure who will be there to guide when guidance is needed and to lead when leadership is needed. So fathers have multiple roles that they have to play. So when we think about our father, we can think about and remember all of these things that they have shown in their lives. A lot of times they may not teach you this and that, but they will show that through their lives so that we can follow them. They become our stronghold, our strength sometimes, and when we go afraid or when we are weak, our fathers are there to strengthen us and to support us. In 1992 Olympic ceremonies, there was a tragedy that happened, many of you probably remember, in Barcelona. One of the teams entered the stadium and paraded around the track. All the teams were coming together in the stadium, crowded with a lot of people. They heard about 70 or 80,000 people crowded at that time. But in one section of the Olympic stadium, there was shock and sadness. If you remember that story, I was watching that on TV at that time. Peter Kano, the father of the swimmer Ron Kano, United States swimmer, had a heart attack and died in that ceremony during that time. But 5 days later, Ron showed up for his race wearing his dad's hat, which he carefully set aside before his completion began, because he thought that hat would be a representation of his dad, who was yearning and desiring to be there, but he was not there anymore. In the swimmer's tribute, he said, my dad was my best friend. And he said, the hat that I worn that day reminded me of the days that we went fishing and did things together. And I wanted that hat to be there in place of my dad, so he can give me the same power and the strength that I needed, and encouraging me and guiding me during this competition. When Ron dove into the water, he did so without the dad's presence, but he was inspired by his memory and placed that hat right where he can see it. That is our fathers, and our Heavenly Father cares about us much more than our earthly fathers. And he is there always caring for us. And also fathers give us protection when we need protection many times. God also gives us protection by his presence.
Judy Brown, an athlete in pole vault, a U.S. athlete in pole vault, had a story she wrote in one of the newspapers that I read several years ago. She had an ex-boyfriend who stalked her and continued to harass her. And what he did was, every time she goes for a competition, he would show up in the gallery looking at her and staring at her. That really scared her to go for the competitions. And he knew that by his presence, he can intimidate her in that competition. So she shared that story with her father. And then he said, "I will go with you now." So her dad decided to go with her and stayed closer to her in the gallery than her boyfriend. And that changed her attention from her ex-boyfriend to her dad. And she wrote in there that that gave her so much strength that she never felt before. She was not intimidated anymore. Whenever she feels that fear in her heart, she would look at her dad and get strength from her dad while he was on the gallery. So dads have a lot of roles to play. And God is our Heavenly Father who strengthens us when we are weak, when we are struggling, when we are afraid to face certain problems in our lives. Our Heavenly Father is always there so that we can look up to Him and be strengthened. A wealthy man and his son used to collect rare artworks that they loved. They had everything in their collection, from Picasso to Van Gogh and Raphael and all those paintings that they collected together. They would often sit together and admire the work of arts that they collected. So one day, the man's son was drafted to the war in Vietnam. As the war broke out, and he had to leave the father. He was very courageous, and he fought the battle, and during his time in the battle, he died while rescuing another soldier. The father was notified, and he grieved deeply for his only son. About a month later, there was a knock at the door of his house. A young man stood there with a large package in his hands. He said, "Sir, you don't know me, but I am the soldier for whom your son gave his life. He saved many lives that day, and he was carrying me to safety even when he was getting hit. We were very close friends, and he often talked to me about you, how a loving and caring father you were. So what I decided to do, that I wanted to draw a painting of your son and present it to you." The father opened that package and saw a portrait that this man drew of his son. The father was amazed at how much this soldier has captured his son's personality in that painting. He offered to pay the young man, and he said, "Oh no, sir, your son gave his life for me. This is my gift to you." The father hung the picture over the mantle. When visitors come and he showed them all those collections of art that he had, he always remembered to mention that portrait of his son and the story about his son's sacrifice for other people. And then a few months later, the father also got sick and died. And there was set up a great auction by his estate to auction off all of these paintings. Many people have gathered and excited over the possibility of purchasing those great works of art. The auctioneer first presented the painting of the man's son. That's the first picture, portrait, that the auctioneer started auctioning off. And he said, "We will start the bidding with the portrait of the son. Who will bid for this picture?" And there was complete silence. Then a voice came from the back room. They said, "Why are you putting that picture when you have all of those other portraits and pictures that are hanging there? That's what we are here for. Why don't you start with the famous pictures and paintings?" "No, no, I have to start with this first picture." And he continued with the auction. Then
The auctioneer continued with the auction of that son's picture, and that said, the son's picture, who will take the son? Finally, a voice came from the corner. It was a long-time gardener of the man and his son. He said, I will give $10 for the painting. I loved that boy so much. I wish I had more to offer. And then auctioneer said, well, I have a $10 here offer. Who would bid 20? And there was perfect silence. And then people started saying, oh, give him $10 and let him have the painting. So then the auctioneer began to close the auction, and he said, won't there be somebody to offer 20? And no one did. The crowd got angry that they did not want the picture of the son. Then the auctioneer pounded the gavel and said, going once, going twice, and going three times, and for $10, he said, the painting is done and sold. But there was a catch to it. People were thinking that he was going to continue with the rest of the painting and the auction. But he said and laid his gavel down and said, sorry, the auction is over. And that, what about the other pictures? They started asking. He said, I'm sorry, I have my instructions here from the will of the Father. There was a secret stipulation there that says, which I was not allowed to reveal before we started the auction. Only the painting of the son will be auctioned. Whoever bought the painting of the son would inherit the entire estate, including all the paintings. The man who took the son got everything. That is where to put your trust, our trust in. God gave, our loving Father gave his only son as a gift for us in this world. 2,000 years ago he came here, lived among us, and died and buried and rose again from the dead. It was all for us so that we can become children of the Heavenly Father. God's message is today again, who will take the son? Whoever takes the son will get everything along with it. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The closing hymn is Faith of Our Fathers.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for being there as our Heavenly Father. Out of your glorious riches, Lord, you have strengthened us with the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can be a blessing to this world through Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to be rooted and established in love so that we may grasp how wide and long and high and depth the love of Christ toward us. Help us, Lord, to remember the sacrifice that you have given on the cross through your Son Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to be loving people and caring people in this world as we live out our lives in this world. As we depart from this place, bless us, Lord, with your care and compassion, and also bless us with your power of the Holy Spirit that we can be faithful in whatever situations that you give us to live in. We thank you for guiding us. Continue to lead us as a church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now may receive the benediction. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Love y'all.
A blessed week.